This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. And this is an exciting time of the year. Not only exciting with the weather, but exciting with all of the sporting activities going on in the community. Mona Herring with the Chamber of Commerce is in the thick of it. And I tell you, this is phenomenal. I mean, this really is. A high school and then the Blue Raiders doing great things. And then the weather making it feel like spring already.
Wow, everything's come together to just make it a perfect week and a great time to have all of our visitors in for basketball. We couldn't ask for anything better.
You better believe it. The red carpet's out, and Matthew Gillespie is with us, and he's been putting out the red carpet for many years now. And you've added some more new red carpet this year too.
That's right. We're excited to be here, and we can't thank everybody in Murfreesboro for doing what you said, rolling the red carpet out for the teams and the schools that are coming in and have already come in last week with the girls tournament, and then this week with the boys Blue Cross basketball championships. So it's we're excited. It's a fun time of year.
Tomorrow is the first of the boys' games. What time does that get underway?
We start at 10 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and have six games consecutively. If people remember, a few years back, we used to have two different sessions. We'd do three games, break for a little bit, and have another session. Now we run six consecutive games beginning at 10 o'clock. So we'll start with – we've rotated the classes a little bit. We start with Class AA, whereas in – years past, we always started with Class A, so we'll do Class AA first, then we'll have two AAA games tomorrow evening, then two AAA games on Thursday morning, finishing up with the four Class A games. Then Friday is semifinal day, and three championships on Saturday.
Boy, I tell you, you can't get much more exciting than that. And as you look at this, Mona, about how many visitors will we have here in Murfreesboro?
Well, you know, it all depends on the teams that make it and how many people they bring from their hometown. I always like to think that the smaller the city, the bigger the crowd, because usually basketball, if you're from a small city, that is the only game in town, and they usually will close the doors and bring everyone. So it's just a toss-up as to how many people are here, but usually we figure about 30,000 a week, about 60,000 for the 2 weeks. Now, last week was a little different as far as visitors into town, because we had three major events going on at the same time. You could not get a hotel room in Rutherford County last week. We had Road to the Horse, which brings in about 6,000. Then, of course, we had the girls' basketball, and then we had a huge USBC intercollegiate bowling tournament here in Smyrna. So everything was packed out.
And it seems to be the way it often is. Right. I mean, with the convention center and with the other activities, with the sporting venues we have here, when the weather's good, everything's popping around here.
Right. You know, I remember, it's been quite a while, but I remember one year when we had snow for the tournaments in basketball, and we were all scrambling to get the teams from the hotels over to Murphy Center. Well, we couldn't be farther from that this week, could
75
we?
75 today and 80 tomorrow. You can't beat that. That's about as good as it gets. And that makes people more willing to travel, too. I mean, if there's a threat of snow or ice on the roads, people think twice. But when it's 75, 80 degrees, nothing's going to stop them. So
that's right.
This year's going to be a record breaker. And I know you encourage businesses, and if you have a business here in town that has a marquee, you want them to welcome the teams and families to the games starting tomorrow, the boys' state basketball tournaments.
Right. And we've already seen last week we had a lot of participants. Welcome TSSAA was everywhere. And we hope that just continues this week and that maybe more people, more businesses will get in the swing. And that's always good. I think when the teams come in, they appreciate seeing that. It makes them feel very welcomed.
Oh, very definitely. In fact, haven't you had some of the people in years past come to you and say, well, we liked it so well, we decided to move here?
Right, we have. And we've had business people tell us that it was such a wonderful atmosphere that they have considered moving their headquarters or their businesses here. And so it really shines a spotlight on Rutherford County and shows the state what we have to offer.
And Matthew, I know MTSU is proud to have the games, because that has to be an attraction to get some of those college students to say, this is where I want to go to college.
Oh, sure. It's, you know, many times for a lot of the kids, especially from far away who aren't from this area, it's their first time being in Murfreesboro and being on MTSU's campus. So it's really a way for MTSU to show prospective students, you know, here's what we've got. And it's, you know, I think all of us around here know what they've got, an outstanding campus and a wonderful university. But for them to step on that campus and to see everything there, just whether it's just in the Murphy Center, but they still get a glimpse of everything else. Some of them may decide to take a tour of the university, but it certainly does, you know, make it available and show everybody what they've got. And it's a great opportunity for the university, I think.
Now, even though you're here today representing the TSSAA, your boss, you grew up in Murfreesboro, and so you know what this city has to offer.
Oh, sure. I've lived here my entire life, and grew up right across from the university, and now have family of my own, and we live out in the Barfield area. And it's but this city is just unbelievable. I mean, and it's I think all of us sitting around this table know how much it's grown over the years. Certainly Mona, I think, probably better than anybody.
She's been back there.
She's part of the making that growth happen. So but it's just unbelievable how much it's changed, but certainly a change for the better. And it's you know, it's got everything you need, really. I mean, it's got somewhat of the small town atmosphere, but it's got all the amenities that you know, many big cities have to offer. You've got the largest university in the state of Tennessee here. I mean, it's got everything. I'm proud to live here and be a resident, and you know, probably will for the rest of my life, I'm sure. But it's I'm happy, you know, for two sides of it. One, to be part of TSSAA and having these tournaments here, but also being a resident of Murfreesboro and being able to showcase the city that we have.
Mona is a great visionary, and I know if we go back far enough, back to the days of the log cabin,
yes,
when the Chamber of Commerce was in that little log cabin over at Cannonsburg, Mona was there saying, we're going to make this into a tourist attraction. We're going to make it into a location where people are coming, a destiny, a tourist destiny. And I thought, she's been up in the hills drinking some of that white lightning. But you obviously knew what you were doing, and it has happened.
It has happened. It's a dream come true for me to see that we have a visitor center out at the interstate welcoming those people coming through on I-24 into our community and showing them what we have.
That has to be a real plus. I mean, before they would have to search for the visitor center,
right,
and if they weren't familiar with the area, it was hard to find. Then you came up with the blue signs to direct people around, and now you're right there on the exit.
Right.
And
right,
you can't
across
help
from
but
the
see
convention
yeah,
center, which is really a plus
as
well.
Yeah. And that convention and visitor center, the two of them together draw a lot of people. The convention center is packed on a pretty regular basis now.
Right. They are booking 2 and 3 years out. And so when they began in 2008, we're now seeing the fruits of the labor that they were putting in at that time, bringing in all of these groups and conferences. So it just continues to grow. In fact, we're hosting TSSAA today at the Chamber because Embassy was full. And, mm-hmm, you know, that's a good problem for them. And we're happy to have,
sure,
them over at the Chamber.
And they can wander through and see what the tourists get to see. And hopefully it'll make them want to continue here even more, because the tourists are treated specially, and of course everyone here for the tournaments, they are visitors, they are guests to the community, and if they drop in to the Chamber of Commerce, not only will they have a chance to see attractions that they would enjoy seeing here, but they get to go to a gift store that sells gifts from Rutherford County.
Right. I mean, a lot of local products there.
Yeah, you can't beat that. That's take right. Take something home that was made right here and has to do with the place you visited. Now, is the battlefield still the number one draw? Is that still the thing that's getting more people off the road?
Yes, sir. Now more than ever, with the sesquicentennial going on, the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, we're seeing more and more Civil War enthusiasts coming through. And a lot more programs are planned, especially this year, because in December, the Stones River will celebrate their 150th anniversary of that battle, and a lot of events are planned around that. So we expect a great deal of the Civil War visitors here.
Do you think the new entrance will help dramatically, or when a person was coming off to see the Stones River battlefield, did they always find it, or did they give up sometimes?
Sometimes they gave up. Sometimes they went to New Vision Baptist Church.
And knocked now, on the door.
Now they're finding the new entrance, and we're seeing a lot of folks, I think, coming in on Thompson Lane, going out to the Miller Coliseum, and hopefully when they go out to Spring Fling, they'll be passing right by that entrance, and hopefully they'll just decide that, hey, this is a good time. We've got a few extra minutes. Let's just go in and see what it's all about.
Now, if somebody is listening to us on the internet right now, trying to sort of get a feel of what's happening in Murfreesboro, and they're planning on attending some of the games over the next few days, some of the boys' state basketball tournaments, should they definitely have a reservation, or is there a chance that they could drive in and get a reservation?
This week we're looking better than we were last week. I think they could definitely get a reservation this week. Last week was a little iffy, but I think they're in good shape this week. And if they have any problems, they can call us at the Chamber, and we will help them find a room.
Ah, I didn't realize that. So you even help locate rooms for people?
Oh, absolutely.
And we do have, in addition to the hotels and motels, quite a few really excellent bed and breakfast.
We sure do.
Which gives you a unique feel for the community, even above what you're going to find in other places. So that's going to be a big, exciting thing. Matt, tell us a little about the traffic and the parking for the games.
Well, it's a little different this week. We were fortunate enough to have the girls' championship during MTSU spring break. Mm-hmm. This week it's not the case, so you'll have the 20,000-plus students at MTSU creating the normal traffic that they always do, and then you add the fans that we have Mona mentioned, you know, almost 30,000 visitors this week. So you add that on top of the MTSU crowd, it's going to create for some hectic traffic. I think all residents should certainly be aware that it's going to be more than normal. And we all know what normal Murfreesboro traffic is like, and that's sometimes not pleasant. So it'll add to it, certainly around the MTSU area. And one thing to note is on Middle Tennessee Boulevard going north, the right lane next to Murphy Center and all the way back to Bell Street and even beyond, I guess close to the President's House, the right lane is shut down. That's for the team buses that pull in, and they will be using that lane. So it's down to one lane going north on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. So, and then the Greenland Drive parking lot is where most of the fans will filter into, but it fills up rather quickly, and they will scatter about and get as close a parking as they can. So certainly students should be aware that are used to parking in that lot, and unless they want to pay the $5, they're gonna lose some parking there. But it's just 3 days, so hopefully everybody will make adjustments, but it's an adjustment worth making to get all those visitors in here, I think.
Now, thank goodness the construction on improvements for Middle Tennessee Boulevard alongside the college are not being made right now.
Right.
But next year, they might possibly be finished.
Yeah, and I think, and Mona can correct me if I'm wrong, I think we had thought that it might be going on at this point, but right. I think it's been put on the back burner a little bit or delayed a little bit. So Depending on the time frame, I don't know when they're going to start, but you know, we'd love for it to be done by next year's tournament. But you know, if it's not, you know, we'll adjust and work with the people at MTSU and the city of Murfreesboro and make the adjustments that we need to make to get around that. But yeah, it's fortunate it's not happening right now.
And visually, once that's completed, that will be another plus for the people. It'll be a plus at least if you have as many lanes of traffic, because one of them will be used for the school bus. Since there is a median that has trees and what have you in it, will there be as many lanes for you to park those school buses?
I'm really not even sure. I hope there will be. I'm not sure what the exact traffic plan will be when that occurs. I don't know, Mona, if you have any info could lend to it.
I really don't know either, but I believe there'll be two lanes there. Hopefully we'll be able to use one of those like we have in the past. One thing that MTSU is really helping with this week, and I can't say enough about all that they do for us when we're over there, is that when the Greenland lot fills up, we will give our visitors a sheet of paper showing them how to get to over to the Rutherford Boulevard lot, which, as you know, is a huge lot, and we will be running the Raider Express from that lot over to the Murphy Center, and that will help get our folks who are visiting to a nice parking lot plus a shuttle service, and that runs every 7 to 8 minutes. So we hope to alleviate some of the parking woes this week with that.
Yeah, and of course maybe some of the folks who take that Raider Express will take the one that is running on French fry oil. Is that what it is? That has a picture on the side of it. And with the fact that Cliff Ricketts just made it from Tybee Island, Georgia, was it, to San Diego, California, right, on 2.1 gallons of gas?
Amazing.
Unbelievable. I tell you, Middle Tennessee State University is really on the cutting edge, and more people are being exposed to that cutting edge now, this week and last week, with the TSSAA State Basketball Tournaments. We'll be back and continue the conversation. We're on the doorsteps of Spring Fling, too. We'll talk a little about that.
Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of time.
You don't hear those other radio guys talking about Murfreesboro.
We'll be back to the countdown in just a minute.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro is an official dealer for the Mustang Roush.
Roush, the art of performance engineering.
Ford of Murfreesboro is now your Roush performance dealer. Visit their showroom at 1550 Northwest Broad Street today at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Come test drive one and take home a new 540 horsepower 2012 Stage 3 Mustang from Roush. Available at Ford of Murfreesboro today. The Ford Mustang Roush at Ford of Murfreesboro.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots. Family Staffing Solutions.
They've given me back a new life. There are truly people in this world that care about the elderly.
Family Staffing Solutions, personal care assistance at its best.
This is not a high-pressure business. We want you to be very happy when you agree to do business with us.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
When you need that help, it's there for the asking.
143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Wrapping up our traffic reports for this morning, we're still dealing with an accident on I-24 eastbound. This is near the Harding Place exit. Could be a bit of a slowdown because of the looky-loos going on there. We've also got traffic easing a bit in Murfreesboro this morning on the intersection of Broad and Memorial, also I-24 231 and I-24 at Highway 96. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike and ask about the free tickets to the races at the fairgrounds this spring and summer. More information by calling Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a slight chance for showers early today, cloudy skies and gradually becoming sunny, 75 for your high with south-southwest winds around 5. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 64.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
I can radio that's kind of possessed.
It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night.
You have a possessed radio?
Yeah.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hey, we're back again. And this is the segment where we open up the phone line.
I need love now more than before. I can hardly carry on anymore. My world is empty without you, babe. Without you, babe. Without you, babe.
We're talking about tourism in the heart of Tennessee, Rutherford County. We're talking about the big state basketball tournament. Big spring fling coming up right around the corner. That's just a few of the things happening. And of course, I guess the biggest thing dealing with the state tournament right now, that we're on the doorsteps of the boys' games, is Blackman. And Matthew, you're really involved in that in a big way.
Sure, yeah. Blackman, certainly we look forward to seeing any local teams come because, you know, obviously they'll hopefully bring a big crowd into the gym and make it an exciting atmosphere. We saw that quite a bit last week with the girls' tournaments. And like Mona touched on, a lot of the smaller communities do bring some of the bigger crowds. But when you get a local school like Blackman or Oakland or Riverdale girls last week, Riverdale girls, you know, brought a great crowd. Their student section was great. And then we expect same thing from Blackman. I don't know whether they'll be letting kids out of school or not. It is a 10 o'clock game on Thursday, which is different compared to what AAA is used to having for schedule. But that does, bring that as a possibility. So I think it'll be exciting. It's their first trip to the state tournament for their boys team and the young existence of their school. So it's exciting for them, exciting for the Murfreesboro community. I mean, it's one of those, well, if we don't, even if you support Oakland or Siegel or Riverdale and they don't make it, then you kind of, hey, let's root for our hometown team. So hopefully a lot of people in Murfreesboro just come out to watch them because I think they're an exciting team. So that's one local matchup. Wilson Central right down the road, right across the county border. They play the game right after that against Science Hill. So that's two. If you want to see two local teams, Thursday morning's a good time to get out there and watch some basketball.
Very definitely. And if you cannot make it there, we will have the Blackman game on the radio. Brian will be there and giving you the play-by-play live from MTSU. That's coming up Thursday. Now, those are just a few things happening. Spring Fling is around the corner. And you've obviously been working on that long before now.
Right. We start on that the day after it finishes 1 year. We start working on it the next year. And this year it'll be May 21st through the 25th. And we are gearing up for another wonderful week of spring sports here in Rutherford County. Those are the five spring sports of baseball, softball, track and field, men's soccer, and tennis. And that brings in a lot of folks as well, doesn't it, Matthew?
Oh, yeah. I'd say, I mean, of course, football and basketball kind of seem to be the events that people think about more and watch more and things like that. But Spring Fling, and Mona, you can attest to this better than anybody, when you think about the number of schools and participants that come in, it's a busier week for you guys than either of the basketball tournaments, I would imagine.
It is. It is, because it's, you know, we have venues all over the county hosting all of these different teams and events, and it's real exciting for all of us. A lot of work. We have a lot of help. We have over 1,200 volunteers to put that on, and so it is a huge event for us, probably the biggest one of the year.
Well, and, you know, your volunteers, that's what makes that event run, Bart, is the volunteers that Mona and them get together. If it wasn't for them, the event just wouldn't take place, and their dedication and just, you know, service of time and helping out, whether it's ticket takers or people helping out at track and field or you know, just helping people get to where they're going. I mean, it takes that many people really to put that event on, and it's, you know, we can't thank Mona and them for putting them together, but more importantly, thanking those volunteers for their time, because if it wasn't for them, it wouldn't happen, and they really make it work.
And these people really have pride in their community, and they are sharing it with all of those visitors who are here for Spring Fling. So is it too late for somebody to get with you and say, hey, Mona, I want to be one of those?
Oh, no, it's never too late. Okay. Never too late. Just have them call the chamber, 893-6565, and we will hook them up.
Very definitely. That's May the 21st through 25th. So call now and find something that you are just perfect for. There are a lot of other activities going on dealing with the chamber. Big business after hours tonight.
Right, from 5 to 7 over at Beeman Automotive on Church Street. Looking for a big crowd. And, of course, with the beautiful weather, we hope a lot of folks will come out and enjoy the networking opportunities that we offer for our business after hours.
And on Sunday, Bill Shacklett and John Lodell have been up here talking about their new book, where you take some of the old photographs that Bill's dad had taken, and they have come along decades later and taken a picture from the same vantage point. Oftentimes, what you saw 50, 60 years ago is different today.
Absolutely.
And that's what the book's showing.
That is the neatest book. I took one home the other day and just read it, just sat down and read the whole thing, because it's a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But I never knew exactly where the James K. Polk Hotel was or where the Princess Theater was. And now I do. Now I have a good image in my mind of where those were located. It's just an amazing book, and they've done a great job. We're hosting a book signing for Bill Shacklett and John Lodell on Sunday, this coming Sunday the 18th, from 2 to 3. They will be at our gift shop where the book will be for sale, signing the book. And so people can come out, visit our gift shop, look at the book, get it signed, and also visit the visitor center. So see all of our exhibits that we have up there.
And if you have an electric car,
yes,
what can you do with it?
You can go and have it charged right there while you're in the visitor center.
Plug it in.
That's right. Okay. Plug it in.
So, and that's just, you know, that's another way the chamber is touting our community. Those are will be soon made here. I mean, that's going to be a major industry over with Nissan, and the chamber is so proud of that, and so proud that Nissan chose Rutherford County as the place for the car, the batteries, all of this. They've basically doubled the size of their facility, which already was the largest auto manufacturer, I think, under one roof.
Yeah, at that time, it was 5.1 million square feet under one roof. Now, I'll have to get the new figures, but it has grown substantially. Absolutely.
So that's another pride in the community coming up. And just all these things coming together, thanks to the Chamber of Commerce. When people say things to you about the chamber really has grown, it really has brought in a lot of new members, and these members are on fire about Rutherford County, it's easy to understand when you look at it in that perspective why we're the third largest chamber in the state?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not quite the third largest city, I don't think.
No.
Unless we slipped in there and went past Knoxville, I guess. That'd be the closest. Have we passed Chattanooga yet? Has Rutherford passed Hamilton County?
No, not yet.
Close? Is it a close race right now?
We're getting closer, but I don't believe we're there yet.
Matthew, do you have any relatives down there you could talk into?
Actually, I don't. Most of them are right around here. So.
Oh, okay. So we're about 260,000 or so for the county people.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so, but we're getting close to whatever Hamilton County has. We're getting close to that. That was one of the predictors several years ago when people were doing studies of the area, that within so many years Rutherford County will pass Hamilton County in growth. And Matthew, you said, and I think you're right too, we still have that community feeling, that small community feeling. And I think we can continue to have that. I mean, Knoxville is an even larger city, and they have it. They've maintained it's an attitude almost.
I agree. I think it's about, you know, really the people who are here and the feel of the city and the, you know, all the planning that's gone into the expansion of the city. It's, you know, it gives you the availability to have those things big cities have, but also you still got, there's so many communities within Murfreesboro that, you know, if you're in the Blackman community or the Las Casas community, which they may say is separate city, but, you know, it's, to me, it's part of Murfreesboro. I mean, it's, so there's so many communities, you still got that community within the city. So that, I think, really attributes to that feel.
We have not lost that feeling, whereas you go to some other cities, might as well say Nashville. Just like you said, Mona, when you have a small community involved in the state tournaments, for example, they're going to all come out. If you're in a city like Nashville or Memphis, you're just lost in a sea of schools, and you don't have that feel.
Right.
And probably have not had that feel for maybe 100 or more years. So that's one good thing, and that's an even bigger challenge for the chamber, to keep that feeling alive. And I hate to use a city like Marietta, Georgia, but something didn't happen there, and they got lost in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that won't happen here.
I think a big part of the of that whole equation is our downtown square. You know, having such a vibrant square with that courthouse that dates back to, you know, we were only one of six in the whole state that has a pre-Civil War courthouse. And all the events that we host down there, I think that just brings people together and keeps our sense of camaraderie and sense of a community going. And I'm just very, very thankful for that.
Very definitely. And so that's another reason to check out the Murfreesboro Square, to walk around the square. And the chamber, again, and I want to toot your horn for you, you have come along with the historical markers, not just signs there, but pictures and everything that points out parts of history,
right,
which is great not only for local people to know, but for tourists who are here for the state tournaments, for example, just especially with these 70 and 80 degree days, walk around the square and look at those markers and see how this was 100, 200 years ago, especially since the city's, this is our bicentennial year now. So big event. And that's all thanks to the chamber. So our hats off, a big applause. Thank for you. Mona and everybody at the chamber. So how can people, is it difficult? Because there may be one or two businesses who have not signed up for chamber membership and they've just opened and they think, I would like to be a member, and why don't I have a ribbon cutting? Can all of those things be worked out?
Oh, absolutely. We have a Chamber 101 class twice a week for people that are interested in just learning about the chamber. There's no pressure to join or anything. Just, you know, answer questions that they might have, and that's held at the chamber. Kelly Beam is our membership director, does a wonderful job of telling people what the chamber has to offer, and there are so many things. And one of the things we hear all the time is, we had no idea everything that you all do. We had no idea. So I encourage anyone who's even thinking about it and would just like to learn more about it to contact the chamber, find out when those classes are. They only take about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, and just learn more about us and come and join us, be a part of this team.
And if you're in an even earlier stage of starting a business, you're just in the thinking process and trying to figure out what do I need to do to start a business, the Chamber is there for you as well.
Right. We host the MTSU Small Business Development Center on the second floor, and people can come, and there's a wealth of information and a lot of resources there, counseling, and it's all free of charge. And a lot of, they have a library that you can come look up in information. They have computers there where they can help you look up different resources. So please take advantage of all that we have to offer, and it's all free of charge, courtesy of MTSU and the Small Business Development Center.
And while we're tooting the horn of the Chamber of Commerce, also want to remind people, whether you're a newcomer to the area involved in business, or whether you were born here and have lived here all of your life, there's still something new to learn about this great community we all call home. And that's where Leadership Rutherford can help you. And pretty soon, we're going to be at a time when people can put in their application
right
for the next year.
Matthew, you need to consider that. You really would enjoy it.
That's right, Matthew.
Just might do that.
Before you leave here today, we need to give him an application.
Right.
Not trying to pressure you.
No pressure.
Of course, this is now on the radio.
You went through Leadership Rutherford, didn't
absolutely
you, Mark? And just were
fantastic
honored with
program.
An award at our annual banquet, and we appreciate all that you've done.
Well, thank you. This is a program that everybody should go to. Take your whole family as they grow up. Well, actually, you don't even have to have them grow up. There is a youth leadership program available in many of the schools, so young ages can learn more about the community. So, Matthew, we'll be seeing you as a member of the next class, maybe?
Sounds good.
Possibly. Okay. All right. And now, for other folks who don't have Mona here twisting your arm, how can they find out more about Leadership Rutherford?
They can go on our website, www.rutherfordchamber.org, and learn more about it, or they can call the chamber and we can tell them over the phone when the applications will be due and how to get one of those.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's pause once again. We're going to check on the weather, final round, and then we will be back and wrap things up, because so much happening with the boys' state basketball tournaments starting tomorrow at MTSU. We're going to sort of go over a few more of the things that you need to know about. Stay with us.
Sports the way you like it. Local. All Sports Talk with Monty Hale Jr. and Tim Tackett. Weekdays at 4 on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Weather Eye.
We have a slight chance for showers early today, cloudy skies and gradually becoming sunny, 75 for your high with south-southwest winds around 5. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 64.
Now friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Good Neighbor Talk is your island of logical thinking and a world of radical ideas. Tell your friends about WGNS Murfreesboro.
We're talking about all of the fun that's about to break forth tomorrow with the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And it is going to be a lot of fun. And if you have any questions about that, the number is 893-1450. Actually, the number you ought to call, if you have any questions, is the Chamber of Commerce, 893-6565. Mona says, even if you're having a hard time getting a room overnight, the Chamber can help you. And this coming week that we're in right now is going to be a whole lot easier than last week because you had three events. In addition to the girls' tournament, you had all of those other events, bowling and dealing with horses, which those two coupled with the girls' tournament, that creates a challenge. But we made it through it.
We did.
And everybody had left happy and just thoroughly enjoying the community and so much to see and do. Matthew, again, give us sort of a rundown of what to expect with the boys' tournament.
Well, again, we start on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, six games in a row those 3 days, and then we've got the three championships at 2, 4, and 6 on Saturday. I think it's it's an outstanding opportunity for just anybody who's just a basketball fan, doesn't matter what level of competition. It's a great opportunity to come see these kids play. There have been kids who come through this tournament who are playing in the NBA today, who go on and play at big-time college programs. Or just kids who, it may be your alma mater and that's where you went to school and you just want to come watch them play. It's a great atmosphere. Murphy Center is a perfect facility for it. So it's an outstanding event that we're very proud of. And for those who can't make it, certainly we want as many to come and enjoy it in person as they can. But those who can't, on our network website, which is www.twsanetwork.com, they can watch every single game for free on a video stream. So we broadcast all those. And certainly those who can't make it, we certainly Blackman fans listen to it here on WGNS, but our radio network also provides a coverage of the other games that are going on that you want to hear. And then on Saturday, it's I never thought I'd ever say this, but the games are streamed on ESPN3. On their website for the championship games, and then we do have statewide television coverage on all the PBS affiliates across the state. So it's you'll be able to watch it one way or another, whether you're at home on your computer on Saturday watching the PBS or hopefully at Murphy Center watching it in person. So it's an exciting event. If someone's never been, it's a great opportunity. And it's, $10 will get you a ticket for the entire day. So you can pay $10 and watch six basketball games if you wanted to. That's Wednesday through Friday, and then Saturday championship day. It's a $12 ticket, so it's fairly affordable. You can bring your whole family for the same price of going to see a movie nowadays and watch some exciting high school basketball.
And stay for the whole day,
yeah,
and enjoy yourself, and
absolutely,
and then just see the school, walk around, take a look at MTSU.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what a great facility that is, and so proud to have it here at MTSU. And that's of course the Blackman team. The boys are just they're really excited about being a part of the games. This is a Thursday morning at 10
o'clock, and they play a team out of Memphis, and If anybody knows the history of boys basketball in this state, anybody out of Memphis is going to be a tough challenge. So hopefully Blackman will be up to it and make it an exciting game. And those Memphis teams, you know, actually the top two or three teams in the state out of Memphis got upset and didn't make it to the tournament. And this is one of the teams that upset one of those teams. So so it'll be an exciting game. And it's there's just talent from, you know, whether it's Class A all the way up to AAA. It'll be fun to watch.
We are looking forward to that. So if you don't have tickets now, you can still get them. What, do you got them at the door? Or can
purchase
you
them at the ticket office at Murphy Center. You can just walk up and buy a ticket right there, and it'll get you in. And it's general admission seating all the way around. So, you know, first come, first serve, you can get you a pretty good seat in there. If you get there early enough, there's – and, of course, any seat in Murphy Center I think is a good seat. But you know, there's plenty of room in there to get a good seat.
And a word to the wise, get there a little bit early. And remember, most of the parking is going to be at Greenland Drive until that's full.
Yes, and that'll kind of flow throughout the day. When one game gets over, it'll empty out a little bit and then fill back up. The Woodfin lot across the street there will be used as well. So, and then outside of that, it's, you know, fight for a spot with some of the 20,000 students if you choose to do so. But no, it's I think most folks will find parking, and if you're patient enough, you can certainly get that. And Greenland Drive lot's probably your best option if you get there and get a spot.
And the Raider Express, Mona, you said it was running, so if you have to park too far away, you will have a ride.
Right. Park back on Rutherford Boulevard, and you'll have a good ride into the campus.
All righty. By the way, if you want to get an early jump on controlling your garden and the insect problems there, use Bonide's all-season spray oil and use it now. This will stop your garden insects before they hatch. Early spraying smothers most insect eggs left behind by last year's plant-destroying insects. Bonide's all-season spray oil will destroy insect eggs in early spring, and if you use it throughout the season, well, it'll even control all the stages of insects. Bonide's all-season spray oil is recommended for use on shade trees, fruit trees, shrubs, roses, and ornamental plants. Bonide's all-season spray oil is so easy to use, and it's an all-natural product. All-season's oil is available in ready-to-use quarts and in concentrate, and in a convenient ready-to-spray formulation with a built-in hose-end applicator. Where do you get the Bonide all-season oil? Well, you can get it at two places here in Murfreesboro, at the Co-op Farm and Home Center, right there on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church, over at the Co-op. And also, you can get it at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant. Martin's Home and Garden. Again, what you're asking for, Bonide's all-season oil. Check it out. You will definitely be glad that you did. We're almost at the end of the program, and before we leave you this morning, we want to remind you again, business after hours tonight. Where will that be and what time?
Beeman Automotive from 5 to 7, and we invite everyone to come out and get some good networking in.
Very definitely. What is the price on that?
$10 for members and $15 for non-members.
And, of course, the book signing is Sunday. What time on that?
2 till 3 p.m. On Sunday afternoon. Bill Shacklett and John Lodell will be there signing their new book, Then and Now. And we invite everyone. It's a great opportunity to see the new chamber building as well.
So you can wander around the chamber building, take a look at that 2 to 3 Sunday, and say howdy to Bill Shacklett and John Lodell, and they will autograph the book for you right there at the chamber. And if you would like to volunteer for Spring Fling, May 21st through 25th, there's one position left, and that's yours.
That's right.
So what number should they call?
893-6565 and ask to speak to someone in the CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Very good. We thank both of you for coming and joining us and sharing this information with us today, but especially thank you for all that both of you do for the community. And, of course, let's get out and support the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And one good way to do that is if you have a business with a marquee on it, put a welcome sign out. The tournament gets underway tomorrow. The Boys Tournament, the Girls Tournament just ended a very successful run. So the boys tournament gets underway tomorrow. So let's put the red carpet out for the visitors. Thanks again for joining us today. Visiting with us, Mona Herring from the Chamber of Commerce and Matthew Gillespie from TSSAA. Stay with us, much more to come. And tomorrow at this time, we'll be talking about the city of Murfreesboro. And I would venture to guess the state tournament might wander into that conversation as well. Our mayor is going to be with us tomorrow. Have a great day.
If you love me for whatever else I got, accepting all this stuff, I'm alone in Fortnite. I don't guess I'm doing all that hard,
but I got more money than a horse has hands. Cause my rich old uncle died and answered all my prayers. But having all this money is gonna bring me down.